Alaska's Filipino community is pulling together to help the victims of Super Typhoon Haiyan, which hit the country early Friday morning. Tens of thousands are feared dead and injured from the storm, one of the most powerful ever recorded. According to news reports, 10,000 people are believed to have died in Tacloban City. The storm knocked out power and communications to much of the central Philippines. Dante Reyes is president of Juno's nonprofit Filipino Community Incorporated. He's from Atlan Province, where close to 10,000 homes were destroyed.
Waiting for some reports coming in from our relatives and from some of our friends, what happened to them, or are they okay or fine or something like that. And so it's really hard.
Filipino Community Incorporated held a membership meeting on Saturday where Reyes says they decided to cancel the organization's free Thanksgiving Day meal. Instead, the group will donate the $3,000 budgeted for the event to relief efforts. In addition, there will be a fundraising dinner on Saturday, November 23rd at the Filipino Community Hall in downtown Juneau.
We will be having the traditional American and Filipino dishes. So we will have turkey for sure. We will have the Filipino kind of beef steak. We call it bistik. So we're planning to have a community-wide fundraiser for the event, and hopefully we could raise money to help the victims of the typhoon.
The Filipino community of Anchorage is working to figure out what shape their relief effort will take. President Leticia Tadina says she is talking with airlines and other companies to get a discounted shipping rate to send supplies to her home country, especially tents and sleeping bags. She says people need the basics.
They're hungry for food, water, clothing, shelter, all the prime commodities. There are nothing. They were left behind with zero.
Tadina says her organization will also raise funds to send to the Philippines. She says the group is meeting Saturday to work out the details.